folks, to another exciting special episode of Who's Ghost Stories. I'm your host, Andrew Huzar, medium and Reiki master and cleansing specialist of Huzar Reiki and readings. We've got our research expert, Sean, paranormal enthusiast, Professor Alex Wheat. He's also an expert on cryptids. I just want to give you a little heads up on this one. We filmed this one directly after Chestnut Grove, almost messed it up again, Cemetery, and we're still a bit frazzled from it, from what we experienced. If you didn't see that one, go back, watch it. I'll put a little link up here somewhere. Hell of a encounter experience for us. None of us really feel okay.
If we kind of go through this one fast, don't hold it against us.
The cemetery also closes in about 40 minutes.
A lot of things about this cemetery are based on a single story, and they don't really attach much to here, but we will try to do this justice.
Yeah, we'll try to get through it. But we're going to go ahead, and we're going to start off with some history. Sean, tell us about Edgewood Cemetery.
Edgewood Cemetery is located in Edgewood, Ohio, in Ashtabula County. The cemetery is home to over 9,500 graves. One family buried here is the McAdams family, and the dark story attached to them.
Alexander and Rebecca McAdams owned a farm a mile and a half east of Ashtabula. They lived on the farm with at least six children, Jeanette, Abigail, Julia, Walter, Luther, and Arthur. The oldest daughter, Jeanette, was said to have a wild side, and in her mid-teens, she would leave the farm for more excitement in the big city, Cleveland. Over the next 3 years, each of Jeanette's siblings would die due to a mysterious illness every time that she would return to the farm, culminating in the death of her mother. On a visit back to the farm, Jeanette would ask her father to mail a letter for her. Alexander would read the note and banish her from his home when he discovered she was going to poison him.
After that day, Jeanette was never seen again. It is assumed that she poisoned her family with arsenic. Many years after Jeanette was banished from the farm, a tramp showed up begging for food. It is rumored that during the meal, Alexander recognized the tramp as his daughter. He would then take her out of town and return without her. It is unknown if this is true or where Jeanette died. Legend says that a dark spirit lingers above the headstones of the McAdams family. Jeanette continues to prey on her family beyond the graves.
We will never know what happened to Jeanette or where she spent her final days of her life. It does seem we know where she spends her afterlife, continuing to do what she enjoyed in life, terrorizing her family.
So, I know it's windy out, but I got chills just reading it, and I don't know if it's from our experience we just had about 11 minutes ago, or what, but hearing dark spirit above the graves, creepy mausoleums, it's definitely got a recipe for something. We're going to do our best to find whatever McAdams are buried here, and we're going to check it out. Alex, any thoughts before we dive into this wonderful place?
No, I want to just get out there and start looking.
Sean?
I hope the orbs are the least that we find.
Yeah.
Well, folks, let's go ahead and get trekking.
So when we first got here, we noticed that the cemetery wasn't that big, so we were hopeful that it wouldn't take us long to find the McAdams. However, we were a little wrong in the end. It did take us some time to find the McAdams, but while walking around, we found a lot of really cool and really nice headstones, monuments, and memorials, such as this one here to Sean Patrick White, who died from complications while trying to climb Mount Everest. You can read his story here in this website to check out on the plaque. However, there's a mausoleum behind here that Megan immediately felt drawn to, like it was calling out to her. So we just had to go take a look.
Thank you.
Now, something really weird happened. While going through the footage in all of our cameras, I noticed that all of the footage from our time at this mausoleum mysteriously disappeared. Everything from the camera Megan had, camera Sean had, my camera, and then the ghost box camera thing itself, all of it was gone. So we actually don't have any of the footage, but we were getting words such as come here, visit, knock, make a noise, who's there. The overall feeling from the mausoleum was really creepy and weird. I don't know if I'd say it was spooky or negative or anything, but it was definitely giving off weird vibes, and it was weird that the window was broken and that the roof had caved in on the inside.
Is that why you want me to make a noise? I'm Andrew. I'll knock, and if when I knock, you can make a response if you want, but I am so sorry for whatever happened to you in here. Is that all you wanted, was us to know you're here? If so, we do, and we're sorry. We're gonna go find the McAdams. Talk to us. Just when we say leave, please leave us.
Our condolences for what they did to you. I was extremely worried, guys.
I was just gonna say, I do not see Alex.
Is it hard to breathe?
A little bit.
Or am I just crazy?
Yeah, it is. Section 1. This is where we found Arthur McAdams, at least had listed. Old row of headstones. Alex came down here to... What? Like 18.
What?
The tombstones are probably going to be hard to read. Find a Grave says they are somewhere in Section 1. Well, Arthur is, at least.
I wouldn't be surprised, but it's not on that side. Because I already checked all those.
We had another experience over there.
I wouldn't be surprised. When I was all the way back there by myself, there's another sheer drop, and I just felt uncomfortable.
This is the one that's... At least, he's the one that has a section in this.
Which way is my quest? Wait, let me see.
This is so hard to breathe. It's very, very heavy here. It seems extremely sad.
Arthur's has fallen over into the ground. Julia's is legible. Walter's is cut like this.
Family. Tom. Tom who?
I think random ghosts are just calling out to us. If we come near your grave and you want to say hi, you can say hello or say your name. Preferably if you say, like, hello. Is this trip turning out like this today, though?
Uh-uh.
Alright, so these all look old. We got one in the ground. Please cut that way.
What is this?
We're looking for graves. Do you need any of them? I think that's a blue one. I don't think these are our people. Let's go, Ellen. Oh, we got blood now.
It is a McAdams, though.
Is it? I think this might actually...
I might have one. Looks like a Peter McAdams.
We'll be heading towards the gate once we get out of here.
Take a look at that and tell me that doesn't say Peter McAdams.
It says Peter McAdams. There was a McAdams at the end here, and then these three right in the middle look just like the three we're looking for. I just can't read them.
What's that one?
Can't even read it.
Hey, what was that trick that you did with the phone? With the smartphone?
Begins with a J.
I'm just going to turn off the voice thing here while I pull up the McAdams page, okay?
Is there a gate back here by chance?
Right here that looks like a gate? So there's a Rebecca Smith McAdams, Alexander McAdams, Abigail McAdams, Luther McAdams, Arthur, and Walter McAdams. And then
thank you.
Yes, other than the creepy spider that's right there. J-U-L-I-A.
So this is Arthur. The other ones were Abigail and Luther were the kids.
Which is weird. There's a Peter down there, and this one...
Ellen?
Liza. Which is weird. Because they're not listed at all here, but we got the three McAdams kids. Unless they got the parents' names wrong in the legend. Which is possible.
Right. And remember, we only knew that they had at least six kids.
Right.
Some things say they had 10.
Here's a McAdams.
Lloyd?
Louisa?
Something, but you can see McAdams.
Yeah.
I think we found them.
We found the McAdams family. This is the area.
Da da da
da.
Looks like Louisa.
So we have found the McAdams family. We have.
What was the one name? Joseph?
There was Luther. Alexander.
Where are you?
We're by the McAdams. That's a Joseph McAdams.
Mm-hmm. Who's that one?
That one I can't read.
We got Walter, we got Julia.
Joseph McAdams, but I'm wondering if it's the wife. Ruth?
Sorry,
I think so.
Alright, don't. I'm gonna give you this.
Great.
Hey, Andrew.
Yo.
Joseph. And this looks like possibly Ruth?
Undecided.
Okay. We're undecided, too.
I am undecided of holding this.
I will gladly hold it for you.
I was going to come get the pendulum out of your bag real quick.
Can't you leave your family alone, Jeanette?
Leave.
The three that we know for sure.
Just said leave. As you walked in front.
Who wants me to leave?
Pardoned.
Pardon? Repeat. Who wants
me to leave?
Do you want me to leave?
Is it because we said Jeanette?
We are not okay with what Jeanette did.
We want her to leave you alone.
I'm gonna take the pendulum over each of the three kids' graves just to see the energy and see what's going on. If you have anything to say, you can talk through the box.
This was Walter, right? First one? Walter, Arthur, Julia?
Show me the energy around Walter.
Stop. Hold. Did you kick the wind up?
Show me the energy around Walter.
What?
What? I just want to see the energies. Thank you. I'm going to go over here to Arthur's real quick. I'm going to come back to Walter. Anyone else find it weird? The wind picked up when the pendulum first started and then stopped at the same time? Show me the energy around Arthur's grave.
What is that?
Same direction.
Same size.
Here, a gate sign?
Yeah.
I did too. They said gate earlier.
Show me the energy
around Julia.
Jeanette, did you hate your family?
Julia's got the most energy. The pendulum is not going with the wind. Wind's going in a different direction.
Julia, are you upset because I said Jeanette?
Go towards Sean for yes, and across for no.
I'll point out this is where I felt the heaviness as I walked by myself over here.
Well, it's understandable. I can feel heaviness around just her. So she said, yes, she is upset that you said Jeanette. Julia, either through the voice box or the pendulum, same thing between Sean and I is yes, the other way is no. Did Jeanette hurt you in some way? Jeanette, would it make any difference if I told you we're sorry?
Well, Jeanette, we're not sorry.
Julia.
We're sorry, Julia. But Jeanette, we have no sympathy for. She robbed you guys of your lives, and she's trying to hurt you.
Yeah. Watching.
It's wrong.
Watching. Ooh. I asked Alex if he could see what the hell the pendulum's doing right now, and
Watch.
Julia,
Jeanette, is this Julia or is this you because you hover over the graves? Are you mad?
Spell.
Spell.
Is it because I'm calling you a
spell.
Murderer? You are evil, Jeanette.
You hurt your
family. My baby.
My baby.
Is this Jeanette or is this the mom? What do you, watch out, there's a spider there. Got you on the way. What do you want to spell?
Rebecca, I am so sorry.
Is that going over M?
I am sure that you tried to raise Jeanette well.
Is that O? Are you the mom?
Yep. Just spelled out mom.
So are you Rebecca?
Are you watching over your children,
there
Rebecca?
Goes again. It's like there's two things fighting over the pendulum.
I'm sure you did your best, Rebecca.
Rebecca, are you making me feel like I'm about to cry?
I have the same feeling.
Yeah.
Rebecca, we're sorry for what happened to your family.
And it's not your fault. Jeanette did those things.
Do you want me to try to clear Jeanette away from you? Stop the pendulum. Are your two energies fighting over the pendulum? Bugger on my face.
I'm sorry about what happened to your family, Rebecca.
Rebecca, if you want me to try to clearing them, I have some stuff I can try to use.
Andrew,
if so, go
ahead. What's the standard baseline for the magnesis?
I'll show you.
About what notch? Just that.
By the way, guys, it's 653. Yeah.
Okay.
Almost all the way over.
So it has been constant where it is now.
It's almost.
So we want to start heading towards the car.
I'm going to try doing what she said real quick.
Who are they?
Who are they? We are
trying to help the family, the good members.
We are here to help. If you're still here, you can focus your energy on me. I'm going to do everything I can to try to just pop some positive energy in here and clear it for you. focus on me. Don't focus on
anyone else.
Asylum.
Was Jeanette kind of crazy? Why is this mosquito cutting me?
Asylum, are you asking for sanctuary?
If there's any
castle presence, night.
Spirits, energies, or presences.
Did you see that girl go? Oh, okay.
You're not allowed to be here, Jeanette.
Is that your family's clock?
Christian.
I am a Christian. I am a race pastor in the museum, so I can't get rid of that. But I would prefer to let them go home to the grill.
What if it's Christian and it's still with us? And it's asking who are they because he hasn't heard who the McAdams are.
Putting these symbols down, Jeanette. These are going to keep you away from them. With these, you won't be able to come back. You can go anywhere else in the world or this cemetery, but you can't come to them. Send as many mosquitoes after me as you want. Be around them. You must leave and go back to your own final resting place. Just to make sure, I got one more stone with your name on it. Put it right here amongst them. At the end of time, you can't come back to them.
Dahl, did I give you the circle? Rebecca, I hope this helps and makes you happy. The energy does feel like it lifted up a little bit.
Andrew, when you buried that stone, the magnetic level went down.
I think this whole time it's been Christian with us. And that's why it said Christian. And that's why it said, who are they? Well, that could be.
I'm slightly concerned about that.
Still listening.
Well, whoever it was back there was officially sent away. Sean brought up a good point, wondering if it was Christian that somehow met up with us here. But he is banished if he is here, and Jeanette, any presence she had is here. As Alex and I were walking away, we both commented that the energy definitely felt lower. It had gone down, and the magnet meter went down too, which would be cool to see. Whew!
The moment he put the stone in the ground, the magnet meter popped down a whole block and a half. That instant.
Christian. Jeanette, both of you, back there, you were banished. You're not welcome. You can't come with us. You can't stay here. You have to return to the realm from which you came. I'll see you at the conclusions.
Well, folks, we are recording our conclusion slash reaction slash whatever we're talking about here in a Walgreens parking lot down the road from the cemetery. We decided just best to beat it. Yeah, just get out of there. I'm going to go ahead. Sean, why don't you talk about what we experienced there?
Well, if I could say one thing, I think the burning sky pretty much sums up all of Ashtabula. I hate this place. If anyone from Ashtabula is watching, I'm sorry. But, yeah. I hope It was a different spirit with us when we were at the cemetery. I hope Christian didn't follow us there. It's 50-50. It could have been him talking to us again. But, yeah.
Just realized something. Alex, how about you back there?
He's absolutely speechless.
Yeah. I am legitimately at a loss for words. It was intense. Doll, how about you?
It was very intense. Very hard to breathe.
Interesting, as you probably saw. I hope, Andrew, you edited it in there. When we first got there, Megan was drawn to this one mausoleum crypt. She said she just felt like you were drawn over there. And the one window was busted out on the side, one on the front, and then the inside tile had, collapsed in. And so we did some of the, voice box back there. We got some results, make a noise, things like that. We told them we were sorry, and then we went back and found the McAdams graves, and everything was just super heavy back there. The pendulum was going nuts. I thought we were going to lose the pendulum. Alex was running the voice box. We got some crazy results, but I do think that at the end, whatever negative energy or spirit was there, Jeanette, something else, it is gone, or at least weakened.
It felt like a veil lifting as soon as Andrew finished his cleansing.
Yeah, and even on the voice box, Alex said the magnet meter dropped considerably too, so I definitely think whatever was there is gone. Doll, you take this? But I did have a realization, guys. It still could have been something negative, but I do think at least the spirit that was at the
Chestnut Grove?
Yeah, Chestnut Grove was definitely trying to mess with me, possibly through Sean. So we heard Christian, and as I was inside just looking down, I do have my cross on outside my shirt, and it also said Angel, which in my pocket all day, I've had Sean and Megan's grandma's rosary in my pocket. And then it said heart attack. In my other pocket here, just over my right pec, I had an iron heart Megan had made for our anniversary for me. So just a couple interesting things, knowing now that just kind of matching up with words that were said, we were definitely having a lot of emotions and feelings, so it may not have been tied to these at all, but just some interesting tidbits I did at least want to mention.
Weird, maybe coincidences? I don't know.
Right.
Could have been things that they noticed and they were calling out, trying to get to us as they were making us feel our things, but...
He even forgot till about 5 minutes ago that he had all this on his person.
Yeah. It was just in a cloud the last two stops. But I think that does it for Ashtabula.
Good riddance, right, Sean?
Yeah.
Good riddance. We are out of here. Thanks for joining us. Like, share, subscribe. Find us everywhere on all of our socials and podcast networks. Until next time, folks, thank you for tuning in.
Stay in the light.
Stay in the light.